Leslie Glustrom is the group's director of research and policy. She says there's a big difference between available coal reserves and coal that can be mined from a depth that allows mining companies to turn a profit.
We recommend that decision makers at all levels should begin taking a hard look at coal costs and supply issues for the country and their state, and consider both geology and finance, and begin thinking about scenarios that require moving the U.S. largely beyond coal in something significantly less than 20 years.
Clean Energy Action lists Michigan among a dozen states in which the costs of delivering coal have grown most significantly over the past 10 years. The group says the U.S. Energy Information Administration's classification of coal reserves is confusing and misleading. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.